Hello, my name is Vesa Juvonen, and in this video we'll have a look on the new update in the BNP provisioning engine, which was part of the June 2016 release. We're going to use the PowerShell this time as the example engine, but obviously the changes are available within the core component, so you can take advantage of this API improvements also from a provider-hosted add-in perspective or in the managed code in general. First of all, let's get started with the PowerShell side. So the PowerShell, you can get access on the PowerShell from the BNP PowerShell address. So office.github.com, office dev BNP PowerShell is the easiest way to download the command line set. And in here, you can actually find the source code, but you don't need to worry about the code itself. If you scroll down, you can actually see the individual options to get the install the BNP PowerShell. So you can actually download an MSI package, or if you're using a Windows 10, you can just run this install module commands, and they will just install the PowerShell for the particular environment. It's really important to notice there's a different versions of the BNP PowerShell for different platforms. So there's a separate version for SharePoint 2013, SharePoint 2016, and SharePoint Online. And this is because the SharePoint, the BNP PowerShell is taking advantage of the CSAM, client-side object model, and the client-side object model is different between the different versions. But anyway, the easiest way to get actually started is to go to the releases, or let's go back on the front page and click releases here in the top section. So clicking a releases, you can always find the latest release and then install particular version which you want to use within your code. Today, we'll have a look on the provisioning engine and how it has been evolving within the June 2016 release, because there's one really, really cool improvement in here. So in my case, we're going to use my test tenant, which is vesaj.sharepoint.com. And I do have a template site available within my tenant. And this is my template site. So as a business end user, you can actually design the site any way you want. And what I mean with that one is that, let's say that we go to the site contents. This is a relatively simple theme site, which has a custom branding. And it's using the oslo.master, out-of-the-box master page. So let's actually create a new a library here, and let's call that there's the document library, and let's call that a specifications, and clicking create, that will create the library to the site and slightly modify the front page as well. We can see that there's some custom content within the front page just to demonstrate the functionality, and let's add that specifications library being visible here as well. So let's add that below the documents library. So let's do insert and report and specifications and add. And that's going to then add the specifications library available within the template. So we're going to use this site as our template site. And the key power of the BNP provisioning engine is that you can use an existing site as your template. So we can actually create the site and modifications, site columns, content types, regional settings, language settings, whatever, using the browser. And then you can create new sites or new configurations and templates out of this site using the PowerShell or using then managed code. So let's switch to the PowerShell side. I've already installed the PowerShell setup using the MSI package. So the BNP PowerShell release is an MSI in my particular case. So I'm going to actually move into the PowerShell ISC, which is available in here. So connecting to an existing site, we wanted to connect to that template site. So let's actually connect there. I think it was called a template site. So let's actually double check that. A template is our site name. So switching back on the PowerShell, I can connect to that site by running the Connect SPO online. In my case, I'm using a credentials from a credential manager. So I don't actually need to set the credentials in the call. Just as well, I could actually use the credentials or request the credentials from the end user to sign in against that site and then use those credentials or use current credentials, which does work for on-premises deployments, but not against SharePoint Online. So now if we run get SPO web, we can see that we are in the context of that site, a template site, and then we can either modify that site using PowerShell as well. But in this case, what we're interested in is getting the template out of the site. Now, the classic way of getting the template out of the site is by running the get SPO provisioning template and then giving an XML name, XML file name for it, and we use a switch called persist branding file. So we'll make sure that when we're extracting the template, we'll actually get the branding files outside of the site as well. So we're able to apply the needed branding, in this case, essentially the custom theme, the target site as well. And right now what the engine does, it actually goes through the individual site or this template site. It compares the template site to out-of-the-box theme site, and then it creates the template file out of it. And it's an XML-based template file which has its own schema. The schema itself is actually defined. So if we go to the PMP provisioning, if you go to the PMP PowerShell, I'm going to just use that as my location. If you go to the provisioning schema, we can actually find details around the provisioning schema itself. And the address was github.com office dev PNP provisioning schema. The provisioning schema is versioned individually. So the provisioning schema is something, it has its own schema files, a verification while, and it's versioned individually outside of the engine as well. Right now, the latest version of a schema, when we are recording this video as an example, is not yet implemented in the engine side, but it's already defined as a schema option, and it will be implemented in the engine in autumn 2016. So coming back on the PowerShell side, we can see that the files are being output to the Ctemp provisioning demo PNP demo XML folder. What I'm going to do is that I'm going to actually execute the second line, which is exporting the template using the PNP file format. And this is something new which we introduced in SharePoint June 2016 release. So I'm going to actually start executing that. And while that's being executed, let's go to that folder and have a look what we have there right now. So we exported the file in an XML format and we set persist branding files. So we actually get the theme files outside of the site as well and the logo file. And the XML file itself, if we have a look on quickly on that one, it actually is based on that provisioning schema. So it contains, for example, definitions around the site logo, what's the welcome page, what's the regional settings, what's the supported UI languages, what are the auditing settings within the site. So all of that is getting copied as well. Provisioning back entries, security settings. So if you actually want to reapply always a template with the default permissions, all of that is getting exported as well. You can modify this XML. So as an example, we can get rid of this PMP security settings. And when we're applying the template, then that particular setting obviously wouldn't be applied. And you can combine these templates as well. So you can actually have one template for lists, one template for branding, one template for other settings as well. So you can apply multiple templates to a target site based on obviously your requirements. One thing to notice also on the template is that when we are exporting the template, you are able to say what kind of items do we want to export. So we can use the handler switch where the default entry is all, but we can actually export templates or only specific settings out of the template. So we can, for example, say that we want to export content types and fields or lists to our one template, and then we will have this kind of a sub template which we can apply to a target site. In this case, we actually wanted to generate the whole template out of the site. Now, we did execute the second line, which was the PNP file and file names. And let's have a look on that. If you have installed the PowerShell, you will get a file type configuration to your machine as well. So you will get a PNP file, which has its own default icon as well. And the PNP file, essentially, what we just exported is just the one file, which actually contains all of these items in a single file. And the whole point of this one is that it is an open XML file. So if I actually rename this as a .zip file and I open up that one up, we can see that it's an OpenXML file. It's a zip file. Well, OpenXML is kind of using the zip as the format. And it's a structural file which is then having the definition of the file, and it also has individual files inside of it. So now what we basically have is a one file containing all of the branding files, the PNP files, the logo file, and also the template file inside of it. So what we can do now is essentially copy this one file, the PNP file, or send it to any environment, or send it to your colleagues in an email, or your customer as a file, and they can reapply that to their environment without any issues. Or easily. The challenge, and obviously there shouldn't be any issues on applying that as well. The challenge of the classic approach is that when we are exporting these templates, you might actually get to the situation, if you're exporting multiple templates to a one folder, where the theme files or branding files are overlapping. And that might cause a kind of a significant mess within your template storage location. Using the PNP file, you're able to then create individual templates which contains all what's needed for that particular site configuration. Now, let's actually use that file to apply that to an existing site. So first of all, the PNP provisioning engine does not explicitly create the target site. So the provisioning engine applies configuration. So we need to have that target site available. So I'm going to use the PNP PowerShell commandlet, which is the new SBO tenant site, to get my target site available. So I'm essentially providing its new URL, or the URL for the target site, a title, who's the owner of the site, and then I can apply the time zone setting for it as well. That seems to be a Central European time, what's being set for that site. We can see that the command has been executed, but like always within the SharePoint Online, the site provisioning command is actually asynchronous. So if we go to my admin UI and we refresh the UI, we can see that that request for a new site collection is being queued up. And right now that site collection is getting created. So we need to obviously make sure that the site collection does exist before we can apply the template to that particular URL. Since the site collection creation will take a while, let's actually pause the video for a while until that site collection has been created, so we're able to have a look on what we have as a target site and then how the settings and configurations are being applied to it in a while. So I'm going to pause the video and we're going to continue when the site has been successfully created. Good, and now we can see that the site has been created, so our new site is being provisioned. Site collection is waiting for us, and so let's go and have a look on that site before we apply any settings or configurations on it. So let's switch to a empty tab and switch to that site. And we can see that we have a new out-of-the-box theme site, which is not having any additional customizations or configurations yet applied. So this is now waiting for us to apply the PNP provisioning engine on top of it. So then that's the following step. We have the provisioning template or the PNP file waiting within a file system, and we want to apply that site or that configuration to that newly created site collection. So let's move back on the PowerShell and make that happen as well. So first of all, what we need to do is connect to that site. So let's actually connect to that site using the connect SBO online command, and that's a command in the PNP PowerShell. Quickly having a look on the context, we can double check that the context is actually my target and the site's a new site, so that's matching with the site collection which we just created. So therefore, we can just apply the PNP file template, so the PNP template on top of it. So let's run the apply SBO provisioning template, and that what's now going to happen is that the PowerShell is going to use the PNP provisioning, the PNP core component, which contains the PNP provisioning engine, and it's going to start manipulating the source site based on the template. So let's do this side by side. So we can see that the list instances are getting created. So it compares to the existing lists. It also would add any columns or site columns or content types to the existing list. We can see that the specification list has been already created. So now if you go to the front page, that front page has not yet been modified. So we're still seeing the old UI because the list instances, the views and columns and content types are getting manipulated or double checked that those settings are properly applied. The engine itself supports delta handling, and it's really important to understand what it actually means is that you're able to reapply this template to existing sites, and then the engine will make sure that whenever if you have a template which is having, for example, new configurations or content types in these libraries, those settings would be available within the target site as well. Now we can see that the front page is already getting applied, but we're still using the Out-of-the-Box Office theme within the site. And in the PowerShell side, we can see that we're applying Composed Looks. Composed Looks is a relatively big operation, so that takes some time to actually process. It's going to create the theming files dynamically and apply them to the site. And then now if the PowerShell command list has been executed, if I refresh the page, we can see the whole site getting and having that custom branding and look and feel applied, including the welcome page. And now we can also see that the specification library or view to the specification library is successfully applied on the front page of the site as well. So now if we go and have a look on the template site, which is here, a template site, or the My Target site, we can see that the functionality or the configuration is exactly the same. And if we go to the site content view, that's not a site content view, let's go to the site content view. We can actually see that we have the specification folder created like it was created within the template site as well. So there we go, quite simple setup from a consume or implementation or from a usage perspective. Obviously, there's a lot of logic behind of these commandlets or behind of the BMP provisioning engine. But from your perspective, when you're using the engine, it can be as simple as this one. So you're able to actually use an existing site as your template. You're able to save the existing site as a BMP file, which you can then share to anybody within your whoever you want to share that. And then you're able to apply the PMP template file to any of the existing sites. And in this case, we created a new site collection where we applied the template, and you will get exactly the same configuration to that site as well. Super, super simple, but extremely, extremely powerful engine. And in this case, like mentioned, we were using the PowerShell as the demo for making this happen. The same PMP file support is included in the provisioning in the native core component as well. So you're able to take advantage of the PMP file handling in a provider hosted add-in implementation or a web application implementation or a managed code implementation. If you rather want to write some code, or if you have a self-service site collection creation process implemented within your Office 365 deployment. But that's it, and that's all we're going to do within this video. So that was a quick update on the June 2016 changes within the engine, and the key change within the engine obviously is the BMP file format support. So we're able to extract existing site to BMP file format, and you're able to then use that to apply all of the needed configuration to your existing site as well. Thank you for watching, and we'll come up with a new videos sooner or later. Thank you.